You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Shalom. Aloha. Welcome to the Mad Dog Pod. It's the improv and conversation podcast with me, Ryan Rosenberg. What the hell?
Whoa.
Me, Dave Lipper, and my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg. What the hell happened there?
Am I even me?
Is this a face-off?
I just rewatched that, by the way. It rules. It really rules. And we have our guests here. Since we're talking face-off, we should just bring them on already. Hi, Ryan, by the way.
Hi, Dan, by the way.
Sorry, I stole your name.
It's all good.
We're very excited to have these guests today, as we are every week, but we'll bring them on. We have, for the first time appearing on the show, Seth Morris. Hi, Seth.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm turning off. I'm hiding self view, so I don't have to look at myself.
Oh, that's a smart idea. I have myself behind, blocked in the vision here.
And I'm blown up as big as it can be.
You just wrote, "You're doing great."
They like you.
We're bringing back for maybe the third appearance. She joined us live in San Francisco, and it was on one of our first episodes. Lauren Lapkus. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Thanks for having me back.
Was that show 2020? Was that one of the last live
events? I think so. Were we in San Francisco?
Yeah, yeah.
That was like right before pandemic.
Ugh. Oh, what a great time we had.
We sure did.
I remember. Fest? Yeah, it was Sketchfest. And I remember feeling at the time like, people were talking about COVID.
See, I almost think I hadn't even heard of it at that point. I feel like just heard about it like a day before it got bad. And I was like, huh? And then everyone was like, go home, never leave. I was like, okay.
I remember hearing about it like a week or two early and people being like, this is the time to act. You have to go inside your house now, not later. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then they were so totally right.
Yeah.
Isn't it great that everything's all better now?
It is. I know. It's so really great awesome. Now. Totally. It's perfect now, just like before.
Yeah.
Is it maddening to you all that it's not in TV and movies at all? Like the characters aren't like things that have been made during COVID. It's still acting like it's in a normal world.
I actually like that. I don't mention it.
I prefer that. Some shows did have COVID happen. Like, I think This Is Us might have had it for a second. And then some other shows had masks. And I was like, I don't want to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a show. I can't remember what it was. It was some sort of procedural. It was early on. And clearly they were like, no, we got to keep going. We're going to. And the scene was like, the actors had masks and face shields on and stayed 6 feet apart on the camera. It was so fucking weird. And I just kept thinking like, this is going to be some sort of whatever the equivalent of a meme is later on, or a can you believe they tried to do this, but it felt like such an economic decision. It was so weird.
Yeah, or just like, yeah. Well, we just.
But I no, I like I'm all ready for Fantasyland. I was just saying I'm tired of all these shows that are like dystopian. I love dystopian, especially future shows. But right now I'm like, I just want a silly show that doesn't address the real world at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're about to do.
No, I'm solution. Making all my shit about COVID.
I mean, it's like, I was thinking about it with this podcast, and it's probably too self, whatever the word is to even talk about right now, but like that we should just kind of have a broad intro thing that we record, Ryan, that is like, hey, here are all of the like support services for like people seeking reproductive rights, like trans rights, gun rights. And just so that like, because otherwise every week there's a new thing that I feel crazy not acknowledging since we know we recorded like around the time. But also I feel crazy being like, hey, I know this is probably escapism for a lot of people. Welcome back into actually the horrors of the world.
Yeah.
So yeah, really it's tough because I listen to a lot of podcasts. And some of the podcasts I listen to are about current events, but then the ones that aren't, I'm like, you do not need to say a word, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fine line. I mean, because you do want to, you know, be a part of it and acknowledge it, but it can become a thing where it's not even necessarily virtue signaling. It's like trying, forcing it or something. My friend, this is how old I am, but my friend was telling me in college, he was doing a play and it was an original play. And then the Rodney King thing happened. And the director's like, we're changing. We have to acknowledge what's going on. And so they were doing whatever the play was about, which was not about this. They were doing the play. And then in the middle play, they'd be talking. And then they'd turn and go, I was watching TV at home when the verdict
no.
came up. Like that kind of a thing. Like that college sophomore. Right. I cannot be silent any longer. You know,
in the middle of like noises off yeah. or something. Or...
yeah, no one wants this.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not yeah. helping.
It does yeah. feel like, why would people all of a sudden be listening to me for this? It's
oh right, yeah.
that, something that they've I mean, never. Yeah. I'm not the expert
right. Like
on
I'm
this.
Always doing stupid things.
Right. Yeah,
and yeah. now I'm going to say something informed. Yeah, yeah no, it's okay.
I love. There's nothing like. I guess maybe it's like the I came up doing like high school theater and college theater. Yeah. That type of person is just my favorite type.
Oh,
of person.
God.
I'm just like, something must be said.
Yes.
And this audience of like probably like elderly white people is yeah. really going to be touched by what.
Or I'm other doing. College kids who are like,
yeah,
you know. Yeah. Couldn't, I remember being in sorry, oh, go ahead.
No, no.
Oh, just in like, before I found comedy people. Being in my theater department at college and just being like, God, these people are fucking, they suck. They're so, they're not fun, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just into, and I remember them, like one of the big things for some reason at my school that everybody, it was news to me, like Tennessee Williams is bullshit. I was like, really? I didn't know that.
Is he one of the most famous playwrights of yeah. all time?
But they were just, I don't know. I can't remember why, but you know, they just wanted to do weird shit.
We were just talking about this because I went to a Fleet Foxes show on Friday and I'm like a part of so many communities where I am so judgmental of everyone else that likes the same thing as me.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking around and I'm like, this, nah, I'm not like these people here.
It makes like, you not like the thing you like.
Yes totally.
Like I went to a Haim concert and everyone was a girl with long hair and the same fucking outfit as me. And I was like, I can't do this.
I'm an original and this yeah. is all bullshit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, we were like eating at Little Dom's on Los Feliz and going to a Fleet Foxes show.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, I am
that.
This group. Yeah.
Yeah.
You are I a had Fleet to, like, Fox.
Yeah. I had to stop complaining about gentrification because I was like, complaining about it from Silver Lake, from like, my, and it was yeah. like, well, I am doing this. Like, I'm mad yeah. that it's happening, but I'm part of it.
Yeah. But at least you're mad. Thank you for being angry about
that's
it.
That's yeah. so helpful. Thank yeah. you so much.
Thank you for spreading your bad attitude around. We really appreciate
yeah, your
it.
Hate is so great.
That does remind me from before. I have virtue signaled to like my therapist before for sure. Like, oh, I'll bring yeah. up a thing where I'm like, I'd like her to know that I'm mad about this, even though it's not a thing that I need to talk about in therapy, just so that she doesn't like leave and be like, I guess I want her to be like, wow, Dan is such a mm-hmm. male hero.
Yeah. I had a fear for a second where, because, you know, therapists don't always let you know where they stand on things. I couldn't tell, like, is she into Trump? Like, I was like saying stuff about Trump and then I was like, and then at a certain point, she started shit talking too. So it was helpful because I was like, I just need to know if I'm like speaking to somebody. I don't want right. to, I also don't want to be talking to somebody who I'm offending with just my feelings. And then it also makes it so you can't really be vulnerable about everything else because you're like, well, I don't know what's going on. I'm like judging myself in this political element of the therapy yeah. session. It's like so weird.
And do you would want you her advice?
Yeah. Well, and, that, I mean, and then that's the next layer yeah. of, well, that's the first layer really is like, I don't really want a Trump supporter to be my therapist. But
yeah.
Yeah.
if we're going to be in here and we've been doing the work,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that was my question is like, if you found out, would you just say I can't?
I think it would be pretty clear that wouldn't be a good match. But yeah. she's also like into crystals and stuff. So it kind of felt like it wouldn't line up.
Right.
Or well, do you think maybe it would?
It could. I mean, I just think about those anti-vaxxer people who, you yeah. know, yoga people.
Natural.
And it's weird. It's the weird Venn diagram of like, free, you know, this freedom bullshit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. It's weird how those things connect.
Yeah, for sure.
Not believing science, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, like the COVID not believing of it all.
Yeah.
Okay, actors, everybody sit down. Everyone sit down. We're not going to be acting today, okay?
I can't sit. My character wouldn't sit.
Okay, well, I think you're going to want to get out of character for this one because this is a serious talk. There has been some
I'll wait and see.
Okay. There's been
I'm waiting to see how I may be too upset to sit.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually really good. You guys are coming from a true place, and I, of course, respect that. I mean, I taught you that.
My character's not too upset to sit, it's that she had the butt surgery.
Right, and that's authentic for your character as well. Absolutely. Okay. Great job. Great job.
Thank you. Do feel like that's not in the script, and it's a huge part of your own backstory work.
It's the work I've done. I've put into it. It doesn't really matter. No, because, I mean, your character in the script, they don't mention that your character always has this butt crack showing. But you have made that an essential part of your character.
And what do we always say? You can't go back once you've started the work. You can't make a change.
I wish I could have said it with you.
Thank you. I wish
you can't go back once you've started the work.
Well, you always say editing is patriarchal, which I think is...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't think
it's completely disgusting and paternal. And, you know, I don't need to fix all your little mistakes. That's part of it for me.
Right. I spent a long time telling my girlfriend about that after you explained it to me.
Thank you.
Like a whole dinner and dessert explaining that to her.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so powerful. Good. Can you tell me what I'm upset about? Why did you call this meeting?
Well, there's been a big change in staff parking.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Staff
parking.
Wait,
sorry, what?
There's been a...
I thought you were going to say something else.
I know. You were really, really ready. You're such a fantastic actor. You're a raw nerve. And that's why
I listen halfway and react.
I am hovering over this chair. Should I sit or stand?
I don't know. How do you feel about staff parking and losing the theater teacher spot? Because it's gone.
So, okay, Mr. Bob.
Yes, please use my first name and Mr.
Well, like, we don't get to use those spots.
I know, but it's a travesty in the world. It's a travesty. Okay. And I know we're doing Annie this semester. Well, butt surgery Annie. And
if any, let me just say this. If anything but the American Studies Department replaced those spaces, I'm burning down the provost's house.
Okay, well, I don't know what's going
to
be.
I'm so tired of this school, all the funding going to those other departments.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's bullshit. And I think that we are the mouthpiece for me losing my parking spot that everybody needs to hear.
We're
a
theater department.
What do you want us to do?
Yeah. We're a theater department at a school that's known for business and science. I think it falls upon us to let them know where their priorities should be.
That's right.
Well, I have a brilliant idea.
Wow. Well, as you know, I would love to hear it.
I think that, so we open on Friday, as everyone knows. Mm-hmm. Woo, go Friday. So excited. I just wanted to say that I think during the performance of Hard Knock Life, you should get up and make a speech about the parking.
Oh.
Are you sure you guys would be okay with that? Because as you all know, I really want the spotlight to be on the students. That's why I do the spotlight, because I want to make sure that it hits you.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd be okay with it. What about you guys?
I would absolutely be okay with it. Can I make another suggestion?
Of course. You know I love
for
to hear them.
I don't know what you call it, but for the music, when the pre-show music, if it's all car themed and people don't know, like, why is it playing beep, 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 beep? Yes. People don't know why it's playing. And then when we start talking about parking, they get it.
That's so subtle. That's subtle, but huge, which is exactly what we like.
I think it should be that. And then on screen, we have like shots of famous parking lots from TV and film, like The Office. And other ones.
Okay. By the way, I just want to take a moment to say, I think it's really cool that you're incorporating video elements to this production.
Absolutely. The screen. The screen should be here by Friday. So it'll for sure work.
We hope
Amazing.
So.
That's
and I really appreciate all you guys' support on this. You know,
are you yawning or crying?
A little bit of both. I did stay up late last night worrying about where I was going to park this morning, and I arrived really early because I had to walk from the Long Strugs. I had to park.
Yeah, where did you park your old Saab?
Well, It's not that old. And I had to park it at the Long's Drugs just two blocks across the street. But I have to go move it every 2 hours.
Oh, that's not good.
It's disgusting, yeah. Right? This is honestly...
I'm actually getting pretty fired up.
Yes, me too. I thought that I told the office that this was worse than SARS. When SARS...
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for the support.
It is. It yeah. is. I look,
Abraham...
Are you going to quote Lincoln, or are you about to reference me? Oh, yeah. Okay, yes.
No, you were about to talk. You go ahead.
Abraham Lincoln once said that, well, four score and seven parking lots ago is what I would have to say about that.
That makes sense.
And I am starting to think, well, you all remember when I stopped the play to yell at Paul Ryan in the audience, and it turned out to be a child's dad.
Right.
But I feel like the
message was clear.
The message was clear. And
I think Paul Ryan probably heard about it.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Why do you think he put out that thing of him on the cover lifting weights? He was trying to look tough after your big criticism.
He started listening to Korn and lifting weights after that happened, or at least he put it out there. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. See, that's the power that we have here. And I don't think we should let this bullshit lie, because first, I lose my parking spot. Second, I show up late to the play. Third, we lose all of our funding. And then this is just an arts and, or I mean, a business and science school. Does anybody want
Mr.
that?
Mr. Bob, you can't be late to the, I'm actually getting anxious now. You can't be late to the play.
I know.
Okay, what are we going to do if you're late?
Well, as they always say, the show has to keep going.
Yeah. But I mean, you were up all night worrying about where you were going to park the next day, and you did find a spot ultimately. But now I feel like we have to focus our worries on you being late to the play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
maybe. Well, I know in theater, 15 minutes early is on time and on time is late. Mm-hmm. Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
But maybe for this scenario, we start the play an hour late. So, and we tell everyone, do you know why you had to wait?
Wow.
Because the arts have not been getting the respect they deserve at the school.
But Mr. Bob, do you understand that that means that you have to leave at the same time you are going to leave?
Of course. Probably even earlier.
Okay, because you weren't just planning. I just got worried when I saw you kind of relax into your seat that you thought maybe you'd have an extra hour to hang out at home before the play.
Well, I mean, I probably have an extra 30, 35 minutes or
no,
so.
No, you won't.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. God. The parking's going to be crazy. It's Friday night.
This is even worse than we ever even realized. This is worse. This is really the
What's
worst.
What's worse than SARS? What's that other thing that's worse than SARS?
Swine.
Ebola. This is worse than swine Ebola.
I think I know what we should do. I have a really amazing idea.
You always do.
You were right about the last one. So,
I think we make the whole show themed about the parking, and every song is about parking.
That's actually really smart.
I love it. I'm wondering, we have two options, I would say. We can play the soundtrack of Annie and just sing over the words with our new words, or we can do it kind of raw on stage, whichever feels better.
Oh. Well, like how are we going to do it?
Oh! The orphanage is a junkyard.
Great idea.
Okay, oh, and it's all that. The orphans are cars that nobody wants anymore.
Okay, guys, I think you can feel it as much as I can. We're all in the improv mode right now. Okay,
yes.
We're all improvising. Yep. I have a song idea. The car will not park tomorrow.
So good. And then we have like Mater and like
Mater's
like
absolutely
a red one
there. Yes, of course. Well, because Mater is there,
Lightning McQueen.
Mater is there to represent the disgusting pigs in the office that are towing the cars out of there that park wrongly.
And Lightning McQueen is like someone with their own driveway.
Yes,
right.
This is perfect for an Annie Cars crossover.
I'll borrow more money from my grandpa to get on these sets.
That would be fantastic. And if he could do a little extra like stipend for me, I've been managing my money poorly lately.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For sure. And can you, can you tell me why again you won't be tenured?
Well, they refuse to let me. They say that I don't know how to teach theater and that...
That's crazy.
And I'm too messy in the teacher's lounge, which is another crock of shit.
Well, what are they? Who are they to judge?
Is that why they call you Peanut Butter Boy?
Well, unfortunately, that's not the reason, but it's contributed.
Well, I heard another rumor about why you're called that.
Oh, God, don't tell
me. But Mr. Bob, it's probably not appropriate to share it here.
Listen.
But Mr. Bob, it's that you... you have a tendency, in the comfort of your own home...
Of course.
...to open a jar of peanut butter and stick your penis inside. Okay. And go squish, squish, squish until it hurts because the rim touches your skin, you know? I mean, like, you know, the... fupa area.
Yeah, well, what am
Do
I?
You say squish, squish, squish? Yes. Is that the sound that it... Oh, okay.
Well, it's both. You have to... Haven't we talked about this? You have to really
No,
bring
see,
it
we
to
haven't.
Life.
It's a rumor.
Right. I put my penis in the peanut butter and say squish, squish, squish. But then I'm also... I love apples and peanut butter, so I have it for lunch every day at snack. And oftentimes they're going, that's not the same jar. And I say, of course not. This is my jar from... not from home.
Is that why dogs are always following you?
Dogs
you
love...
peanut butter on your... crotch?
Yeah, they just and love squirrels. Sort of my pants. They just love my pants.
By the way, I do have to
say...
I
don't think they just love your pants.
Right.
No, it's the area of my pants. It's just, I think there's peanut butter on my pants, so I think they
love
my
pants.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you know, you made it sound like they're obsessed with the style of your pants or something.
Well, I mean...
they love your bell bottoms.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people like my bell bottoms. My peanut butter bell bottoms.
Same.
You ever actually get embarrassed of a scene? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I'm not that guy, but I was getting a little embarrassed.
You were being so funny.
Well, thank you.
And I made you really disgusting, so I guess it was my fault.
Yeah, it was great.
For some reason, it really tickled me that you used the word tendency. Like, you have a tendency.
Yeah,
like,
tendency.
Like it's just a thing that you do, something like it's a tick that you have or something. Yeah,
of course. You can't stop.
Can't do no. Yeah, like there's... I was thinking about, you know, people talking about UCB being a cult and this and that. And I was just thinking, like, every theater group is a cult.
Yes.
Like, every, I just remember in college or any acting class, really, how people, they just project so much on to whoever the teacher is. And, you know,
that they
get enamored with the idea. I just sort of felt like when people ripping on UCB, I'm like, have you ever been to any acting class or any acting school?
Or even college. You know what I mean? Like, everyone in college is paying to be nice to the teacher. You know what I mean? They're like, thank you so much. Please let me buy this $200 book. It's like, it's a fucking ripoff.
And it's also easy to seem cool to 19-year-olds, you know, like whatever version of that is, the teacher that, you know, wears a vest or they have a skateboard or they have a whatever, you know.
Totally.
Like,
hopefully both.
People get it. That's part of it is like, oh, they get treated like celebrities, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, I think with theater, when you're young, it's like whoever's guiding you, it feels like your mind is being expanded by this person or the experience or the other people in it with you and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a real element of like, it's okay to self-express here. It's almost therapy. And it's like, whoa, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
But I remember feeling that way of like, wow, these people care about me so much.
Yeah.
Do you all have, Ryan, I know you didn't do as much theater classes, but
dude,
like,
you're going to say that right here?
Sorry to sell you out, dude.
You can sit this one out, Ryan.
Jeez.
If you have one, please chime in. Like a time in a class, like the silliest thing you can think of that you had to do in a theater class. Because I think mine, when I realized at the University of Arizona, was we spent the majority of a semester learning to waltz in a Chekhov class.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't like it at the time, and I still don't, but
you waltz all the time now.
Yeah. I think I referenced 3-4 time signatures sometimes because I learned it in that class, but...
I think I'm just having a memory that I can't fully put together from my high school theater class where we had to, like, approach a mirror one at a time, and, like, there was music playing... it was Broken Social Scene. My teacher had good taste in music. But we had to like walk up to the mirror and have this like act out something silently and then watch each other do it. It's just like really painful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was taking it seriously and I wanted to do it, but that's also the worst part.
Yeah. What it makes me think of is in high school, we had this kind of newer drama teacher and she let this one girl... who was like kind of like a a drama queen out, in the sense of outside of a drama class, where she somehow this student convinced a teacher. She's like, I did this exercise at this, you know, workshop or whatever. It's really amazing. And so the teacher said, oh, we should do it. And it turned into all the students in a circle, and then somebody would stand on a chair in the center of the circle, and it turned into like, you don't tell the truth. You like kind of like a mean slumber party thing. And you could see the teacher kind of like, oh, this is getting out of hand. And people, it was just so fucked up. And then
was it real? Like the things you were saying were like the things you wanted to say to that person? Oh my God. That's crazy.
Cause I think somebody might've started crying or something. And, sidebar, that teacher ended up, a different friend of ours was at school late and needed to get something and was starting to, it was after, you know, it was like 5 o'clock or something, and went to go into that drama room and like, oh, hold on. Don't do it. And that teacher was fucking somebody else. It wasn't her husband.
Oh, but an adult?
An adult. Yep. An adult.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, I had a girlfriend who worked at a, like the equivalent of like a Denny's in town with that teacher. Because she had been fired.
She worked at Denny's?
Something like that. It was called Baker Square. But
I love Baker Square.
Oh, okay. Vendors. Yeah.
Yeah. We had it in my town as well. I don't know if it's everywhere, but.
But she said she was talking shit about the principal. So not only does my girlfriend see, you know, this adult that used to be a teacher working the thing, but then she's like, yeah, the fucking Jerry Huss or whatever the teacher's name, he's totally full of shit. And just talking like just isn't that crazy?
Exactly what you want from a teacher. But then you realize that it's actually a bummer.
Yeah. It's so fucked up later. That's so crazy.
Hearing all this shit talk.
We had so many teachers at my school that were so fucking out of hand. Like child porn, fucking students.
Oh, no.
Hitting students. Mm. All kinds of. It was. Oh, my God.
I think we had one thing that came out later about one person, but we didn't have a lot of that drama. But I do hear, it feels like it's very common, like that people's teachers are doing disgusting shit.
Right.
And this is, I'm older than you guys too. So I think it was like, it was more prevalent. Hopefully it's less prevalent now.
Yeah, right. But, yeah. I feel like the stories I'm hearing from when my friends were growing up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the stories you hear. I was just saying, the stories you hear now are just the teachers can't handle having 45 students in their class.
And they're
losing their
minds. It's like very depressing.
Yeah.
How am I going to have sex with another adult on campus with all these kids around? I never understand. Yeah, I can't believe that person got caught at school having sex. Like, it's probably.
Think about how exciting that was for that teacher.
Sure. That's what I was going to say. That's probably why they did it. It was
spicy shit.
Yeah.
I am barely comfortable having sex in my own room at my own house. Yeah. Like, I like check the curtains, I check the doors a bunch.
Yeah. Double locked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
All right. That was like such a fun date. Oh my God. That's awesome.
That was really fun. Thank you.
No, thank you for the dinner and the ice cream. And
Thank you for encouraging me to try paella. I had never had it before.
You know, that was so funny to me that you never had that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not as worldly as you.
I know I've traveled so much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I've been to a lot of countries.
That's so weird. Oh, nothing. I didn't realize we were so close to work.
Do you work right over there?
Oh yeah, we dispose of hypodermic needles. Right over there.
At that site across the street?
Yeah.
It's
called Sticking Points.
I've dumped a few there.
Yeah. No, I can I admit now that I had noticed you there before?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, this is why my mom always says, make sure you look amazing everywhere you go because you never know who's looking at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, your mama done raised you right.
Hey, I was just thinking, what do you say we, okay, it's been a while for me, but I don't know how people say it now, but do sex.
Oh, I think the term is skunk.
let's I've heard that on TikTok.
Yeah, if TikTok is to believe, be believed, to skunk, I'm so happy you said that. I got to tell you, after that giant platter of paella and that ice, right, that and the ice
big
cream.
Big ice cream. And I had two steaks because you were paying.
Oh, yeah. And those thick martinis. I am so sexed up right now.
Yeah. My stomach is sticking out 12 inches.
Oh, yeah. This, can I tell you, I'm wearing a cycling shirt underneath this shirt to keep
myself keep your weight in.
And it is bursting at the seams.
Okay, that's good to know because I have on three pairs of Spanx tops and bottoms with the keyhole cut out. And I am strapped in. My legs are getting wider at the thigh and my neck actually feels like it's going
to
pop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I thought you were just having a reaction to the shellfish. But anyway.
No, it's just about, oh, my tits have been pushed up so hard.
All of them? Whoa. Hey, well, anyway, I happen to have a key to my work.
Do you? Oh, yeah. You want to?
Yeah.
Go over.
Yeah. Come here. Yeah, so come on in.
Perfect.
So these are hazardous waste barrels.
Oh my God.
These are the rubber gloves that we use. I'll be honest. Well, it's just a trick of the trade.
You just don't buy new gloves.
Yeah. That's the dirty boom box that we, listen to.
Wow. It's filthy.
Drive time. Yeah. Drive time radio on. This place, this used to be an oil change place and they just kept the.
Oh, yeah. It smells like that. Yeah.
What's next to the old titty calendar? I don't know if you can see that.
I can. Yeah.
Anyway.
I just got these glasses. Do you like them?
Really good. They're so cool.
Thank you.
They look like the old man from Up.
Exactly. Okay, because let me tell you, I have a really poor vision and they can make them very thin nowadays. But I said no, because I like when my eyes look either really small or really huge, depending on my vision. Yeah.
Well, I got to say, they offset all those tits quite nicely.
Oh, my God.
God, I am so horned up right now.
I'm going to need you to slice this Spanx off me because I can't breathe.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah. No way out.
No, I think there's a box cutter here somewhere.
Oh, good. Yeah, just bring that rusty box cutter towards me. And
it's got tape on the side. Hold on. Let me grab that.
God, yeah, I have to say, like, while you're doing this, it's pretty raunchy to have sex at work.
It is, right? It's so transgressive. It's like,
yeah, I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
We're bad. We're naughty.
We're bad. Do you need help getting out of your bike shirt?
Yeah, hold on. I do, but I also worry about, you're going to need to, can you take it off and then jump back real quick?
Yeah, so you
this is going to be like a tin of dough where you snap the dough.
It's like a flubber situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to weigh 400 pounds.
Oh, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. So there's a lot of skin under here.
Your body is amazing. I was thinking more just that we, you know, ate too much and died, but you look amazing and you're great.
You're so fucking hot.
That's a little too much.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway.
Okay. Okay. Will you just lock that front door?
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, wow, that lock seems pretty.
Yeah, it's just
man-made.
Hey, you guys open for a needle drop?
Oh my God!
hold on. Sit. This will only
needle
take a
drop.
Second. This will only take a second.
Is he gonna see me naked? I'm just standing here.
Oh, here. Let me. Can you get in this barrel?
Yeah.
I got needles.
Ow! Ow!
I just get paid by the needle, so.
Take them. I understand. It's your job.
I'm trying to get my kids back. Hold on.
Oh, wow. How
hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I got six needles to drop off. You guys still doing the exchange for coins?
Yep.
All right.
You give me needles and I give you money.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you. Whew. God.
Do you know him?
We not by name, but he's a regular. Yeah.
Oh, wait, do you know his name?
Do you know him?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
No, oh. I was surprised you didn't know who that was.
Wait, was that Casey Affleck?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Get it back in here. I want his autograph now.
Okay, hold on. Here. Get these suspenders. You could wear that barrel out. Hold on.
Oh, perfect. Hey. I'll just shove my legs to the bottom. Boom. Boom.
Casey!
Hey, man. Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, sorry, man. I kind of thought I didn't know who you were, but then this is weird. Would you mind meeting a lady friend of mine?
Yeah, my brother's Ben Affleck. Yes.
No, we love you.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Even after all the stuff?
Well, it's more that I just recognized that you were famous. So I was wondering if I could have your autograph. I just love collecting autographs.
Yeah, I don't have a pen. I mean...
You can use the needle and just do it on this barrel.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Casey.
Yeah. Affleck. She was telling me she's got like all the, she's telling me at dinner, she's got all the celebrity brothers and sisters.
Yeah. So I have like so many of them. she's got, for example,
the Gyllenhaals.
I have the Gyllenhaals. I have the Olsons. Yeah. I have, you know,
Chad Lowe,
Skarsgård.
Half the Afflecks now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm working on that. I'm working on it. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah.
She has the best Baldwin. I'm not really going to tell you which one it is.
Yeah, I got a good Baldwin Haley.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And tons of them. It's so great. Well, and I also just have any celebrity who has a sibling, I also have.
Wow. Can I ask you guys a question? How was it meeting me?
Well, do you want to go first, Doug?
It was fucking cool, man. I gotta say,
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
That,
is it my turn? Oh no! Keep
oh going. Yeah, no. I was just gonna say, where'd you get those denim shorts? But you can.
No, I'd love to hear the.
They were pants. They were actually pants.
What?
Yeah, these were pants. I sliced them off.
Oh shit!
I got a sword at home, so I just sort of plopped them on the wall and took a slice.
Hell yeah, bro!
Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, thank you much for the coins. And
Casey, sorry, I didn't get a chance to say how it was to meet
you. Oh, how was it?
I just want to give my review. So my first thought was, is that him? And then I'm just going to do it like as if I'm doing it on your website or something.
Okay.
Like if you're not, like just, I feel uncomfortable.
Like a written review, but in person.
Yeah, I just feel weird looking at you and saying this stuff. Yeah. But I do want to be honest.
Okay.
So at first I wasn't sure if it was him and I got kind of nervous. But because I was about to have sex with this new guy I just met, I thought, okay, well, I'm naked. I have to hide. But then I thought, it's more important that I meet him. So let me just see. And then when you came around, you were so humble, just making it all about your brother. And you didn't even give yourself a name. And I thought that was so humble and so real and raw.
Yeah.
And I really respected that. And I just thought, you know what? I want to post about this one. So I'm going to share the image on Instagram, if that's okay.
Absolutely. This is an image I'm proud to be part of. Let you guys want to take a selfie real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Should we turn on a light or?
No, I think my phone will get it.
Okay, yeah.
Great. Okay. Jeez.
Save.
Jeez.
I could have listened to you guys just describe what each other looked like.
Oh,
all day long.
Oh, man.
What a sexy couple. Yeah.
That was really sexy.
We were great.
Have you all had that? I hope we haven't talked about this before, but that thing where you like reference a person in a scene in a show and then you find out they were in the crowd at UCB?
No.
I have a horrible one about that. Go ahead.
Oh, I loved it. I the thing is, I can't remember the story I had heard, so I can't tell a good story.
Oh, so you
but
had
I
heard that happened to someone
yes,
else.
Yes, I've just heard stories about it. So,
yeah.
Seth, have you got one?
I actually don't even know. This person's not famous, but I don't know if I can even... this is not cool, but this is a person who lived in New York, and then I was hosting a show. Oh, God. But anyway, me and my co-host of the show started talking about this person because they were having anal sex during 9/11. Somehow I know that. and
so not what I thought. I didn't know what you were going to say, but that, that wouldn't be 1 millionth on the
but
list.
But that was like that somehow was like... that trickled that I knew that this person was having anal sex during 9/11. And we were talking about that. And then after the show, this person comes backstage and goes, great show, you guys. And we were like, hey, thank you. Because we talked about it earlier on.
Well, you didn't say their name, but then, of course, they knew that it was.
Well, I don't know.
Or they related to it, but they didn't think it was about
I don't
them.
Know if the, what I think hopefully what happened is that they're in the show after us. Didn't get there at the beginning of our show.
Oh, yeah.
Did like saw 5 minutes and said, great show. But yeah,
so
if they
funny.
Heard that, but it was like, I'm sure this person, assuming they didn't hear that, they saw me and my friend be like, ah, hey, and just give the weirdest look to great show.
Yeah.
But it was fucking, ugh, it was.
They thought it was so normal. They probably thought, could have been 1,000 people you were talking about.
Everybody they didn't even remember the day.
The odds yeah. are yeah. other people were doing the same yeah. thing.
And then there was another weird thing where I almost referenced in a show. I didn't do it, but I almost referenced this friend of mine's wedding, which was kind of a fiasco. But I didn't do it. And then afterwards, his wife was in the audience.
Oh my God. No, I have almost done that so many times. Like in Wild Horses, we would share personal stories. And so we're just talking. And it's like, I've almost just brought up, not even like offensive, but it's like something I wouldn't say in front of them. But it's like, this person did this or that. You know, you wouldn't want it to be on a stage.
Yeah.
And then they're in the audience. It's like, it's crazy.
But
like,
don't you wonder if you maybe saw, did
no,
saw
I know
didn't
I didn't,
him,
didn't, but like, it's like that risk. Like I've learned over the years, like just never talk about anyone's real shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh my God, you never know.
I know.
It's so dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
I transferred that to my texting policy also. It's like, I just, if I say anything mean, nice, whatever about anyone, I will read the name that I am sending that text to like 75 times before I send it.
Oh, yeah. You have to focus in a moment like that.
I still have horrible shivers about a time I sent an email to somebody about them.
Ooh.
And it was,
my friend recently she was making a voice memo on like a text message to me and just completely sent it to Jim Jeffries.
Was it anything bad or?
It wasn't crazy, but she was like, I wouldn't have wanted him to hear me say all. It was like a whole, we were like in a conversation. It wasn't like juicy or something, but it was just like, why did that just happen?
Did he respond?
He didn't. And she was like, I don't think he would care, but it's funny that he just didn't respond.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were like friendly, so it was but still weird.
That's so funny. Somebody, you know, at this show I used to do where we would interview people to get information. This guy told a story about how he was a handler at a charity event and he was taking care of Goldie Hawn that night. And so he got her number, or she got his number. So it's like, if you need anything, I'll be over here. Blah 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 blah. And she was totally nice, super cool. 8 years later, she gets a call. He gets a call, and it's Goldie Hawn. And he picks up and goes, "Hello." And she goes, "Hi, who's this?" And he goes, "This is Jeff," and whatever. She goes, "Oh, hi. Me and Kurt are just sitting around. We're going through our phones, trying to figure out who these people are." She goes, "How do I know you, sweetheart?" And he tells her the whole thing. And she's like, "Okay, bye." And then he's, you know, clearly just then deleted the number afterwards. But it was.
That is so funny. Imagine how many insane numbers she has in her phone. Like, she must interact with people all the time where it's situations like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Also, it confirms like what I think of them as a couple, that they're just constantly goofing around.
Drinking wine and cuddling. Yeah.
Let's call every number we don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. If I have a number I don't know, it's like, oh, I hope that never comes into my life again.
Right.
It's not like, let's discover it.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I definitely like didn't save it for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is weird. I have numbers that I saved on my phone just as an artifact. Like, I'll never talk to that person again. And it's not like I even show people, but it's kind of, it's like a scrapbook that, that's weird that I have that person's number, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been so embarrassed by like not having someone's number that I should have, or like not, like it feels really offensive to be like, new phone. Who is this? Because it's like the most obvious lie in the world.
I know. So we need a better lie.
Yeah. I feel like I have to have it just for that like currency almost.
Right. Like you can't delete anybody at the risk that maybe they'll randomly be like, hey, I randomly need something.
Right. Yeah. I started just not doing anything about it where somebody would say, hey, I saw you in this thing. Great job. And I'm like, thanks so much, man. Like,
Yeah.
It's usually not going to go beyond that. But
I have the feeling that when I reach out to someone I don't have a history text history with, I'll just say who I am. I mean, I have no problem just like leading with that because I'd rather. Yeah. It's the same in real life. I like to introduce myself again, which I think people go like, we've met before. But then it's like, I'm helping you. Yes. I'm helping me. It's like you could say your name again, which would be cool. Like, it's like good to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I wish people had name tags. It's like so.
I always wish that.
Because I remember people. I just can't be bothered with names.
It's a lot.
You know?
Oh, that we've met before thing is so, it's like, were you just waiting to get mad at me? You were like waiting to prove that I was an asshole or something.
It also it's embarrassing. I feel embarrassed for them because like, okay, you're clearly super insecure today or there's something going on. Like you just revealed something weird.
I know, because it also doesn't feel like they're helping you. It's like if they said, we met at so-and-so's party and we were talking about this. And I remember that. Like, it's just we met before. Now I'm like, great, then I can't even progress this conversation forward in any way.
Do you ever do the thing where like, I'll see somebody and they, just by the look on their face, I mirror that, hey, and then we're talking. And I've already established that I know them, but then I figure out who they are like 45 seconds in. And then I'm like, oh shit. So then I've just revealed that I was lying before.
Totally.
Yeah.
I had one of those happen at the store. Like this was like pre-pandemic where I was like at the grocery store and this guy was so familiar to me. And like with me, like he was just like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Did you ever figure that out? He knew so many things. And I was just going with it. I knew he must be an improviser or something that I had met, but I was like, I cannot let on that I have no idea what's happening right now. Like I just have to go with this forever. But like, it's so, that sucks because it's like, maybe I would have known exactly who he was if I could have taken a moment to go, why do we know each other?
Yeah.
And then I could have had a better conversation that's like more authentic.
Yeah. But, yeah. Or way worse if you kept not knowing.
I'm going, that's not working. What else?
Yeah.
Because I have one of these where I was embarrassed about the way I handled it, where like a run-in happens and the energy becomes so frenetic and I just find myself talking, you know, but like leaving and being like, why did I take a breath and shut up for a second.
But you mean everybody's acting more excited than they should be?
More just like it's kind of like some run-ins just become chaotic. They just become like, it's not what my expectation was. And then it happens and it throws me into a version of myself that I don't feel is really me.
Oh, yes. Because you weren't expecting to see somebody.
Yeah. And so I'm like almost become like performatively nice and trying to be entertaining and trying to be fun and trying to be like pop in and everybody's having a nice time. And then I'm like, I said stuff that is not true to who I am or whatever. Oh, yeah. But we had the last Fast and the Furious movie, like our group ran into Gabrus and his wife. And we did a thing where I it didn't come out the way I intended, but she was like, hey, I'm Tiffany. And I wanted it to be like, yes, I remember meeting you. Like you are memorable to me. In case she was being polite just to reintroduce herself. But the way it came out was like, oh, we've met a few times. And it wasn't what I meant at all. Like, I don't care if she remembers me. I don't expect her to.
See the other side, because maybe some of those times it wasn't supposed to be like that, but it felt bad.
Perhaps. But I do think most times people are like offended. Yeah. Like, I wasn't really offended by that. Like, she shouldn't really remember me from when we met. I truly meant it from like, oh, hey, just so you know, I like, in case you remember me, I also remember you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then if you're the kind of person that took the next step and said, here's what just happened, and I'm going to acknowledge, you would seem like a crazy, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I know. Sometimes I do that thing where I try to call out what I just did this and I didn't mean to. And then I'm like, I need to stop.
You sound like Ellen DeGeneres or something. You know, like you sound like you're doing a bit.
Right.
I'm just riffing on dumb things that happen. But it happened recently with somebody at the end of the night who like, we have like a fine, nice relationship together. But I was leaving, and it was this, like, he had made a really nice compliment to me. And I was, like, really flattered. And on the way out, and I was like, oh, and by the way, congrats on your TV show, which had come out and been canceled since the last time I saw it. And, like, so I was congratulating on the show existing.
Hey, congrats on losing your job, man. Yeah, yeah.
And he was kind of like, thank you. And it was like, on the way out, I was like, oh my God, just shut up and leave and, like,
that
take a compliment.
That is so
funny. Yeah, like, the harder I'm trying, without a doubt, the worse I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, people don't want you to try that
hard. Yes.
I have a good example of this that I'm kind of just, I need to confess it because I remember shit from years ago that I'm like, why am I, I'm right back there just as ashamed as I was.
Oh,
in the
yeah.
Movie.
That's how I fall asleep.
But I was at this comedy festival, and just because of the people I was with, I was kind of like hanging out next to David Cross and going out, checking out different shows. And of course, I think he's amazing and he's super funny. And I got into this, I had this weird overcompensating moment where his friend, this comedian, really funny stand-up, Greg Barrett, I think, was doing a show, but then there was other shows going on, and there's a group of us standing around, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna check out Greg's set. And I went, I'm not, because I had something else to do. And David Cross literally went, okay, like, and I immediately saw, like, he felt like I was a bully. Like, you know, he went back to fucking junior high or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm sure if he probably doesn't remember me at all. But if he ever did, he'd be like, there's that fucking asshole that made a point. But I have this, you know, I'll be sitting around like, those things just come at you out of nowhere.
Oh,
like,
my God,
remember
I know
that time? You idiot. Oh,
I hate that. I wish I could Eternal Sunshine all of those bad times.
And I feel like the truth is I'm never letting them go.
No. Forever. No. Forever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome. Have you now, I look at your insurance card. Unfortunately, we don't take insurance here, but you know that we get rid of memories here. Just like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is actually, there's some legal stuff going on there, but this technology has been developed for a long time, started in Europe. Probably all know this from our website. I just want to talk about some of the things that you think you might want to let go of today.
First of all, thanks for the disclaimer. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool that it's kind of the thing from Eternal Sunshine. It's like how everyone wishes there were hoverboards.
Yeah. No, honestly, I think it's like, cool, great. Too. But I think people have some weird expectations come with that. And, you know, there'll be some, you know, Jim Carrey fanboys and girls that come in here, and I want to make sure that you're here for the right reasons.
That's not me. I love Jim Carrey, but you know, it's not like I was the mask for Halloween.
Oh, that's so great.
I'm just feeling like even right now, this little tangent I went on, can we scrap that? I don't know why I needed to tell you that. Yep. Thank you. Yep. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Do you replace the memory or is it just gone?
Like, well, that's an extra chart. We can replace. Yeah. We have fresh memories. We have celebrity memories. You know, we can have.
Oh, cool.
You know, there's different.
Whoa,
different people.
What a great
name. We have the memories of a late 1800s pioneer that was on the Oregon Trail.
Oh,
it just depends what you want.
Remember, honestly, I would remember as if that had happened.
That'd be legally. It's your memory. You'd pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, cool. That seems confusing. I don't want that because you know, I don't want to start talking to my wife like a pioneer and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry.
Ding-ling-a-ling.
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, God, honey. Hi.
Hey, hon. Hey.
Oh.
I didn't know you were, obviously, I didn't know you were coming here today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a little, like,
my 315?
I am. Yeah, I'm his wife.
Okay. This has happened before. There's just some tension here. I just want to let you guys know this has happened before.
Has it? Because I'm super mortified because I didn't want to even tell him that I was coming here and...
Yeah. And same, I know I told you I was dropping off at Jonathan, but he ended up riding with the Wilsons to school. So I had a little free time here.
Okay.
I'm taking the liberty of marking down that we're going to erase this memory for both of you guys. I hope that I'm not over.
Please.
That
would be awesome. Yeah.
This is
great.
A classic pina colada moment.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Just say whatever you were going to say if I'm going to forget it anyway, and maybe I will too.
Okay, yeah, I guess this is the time. Okay, I just want to forget. Don't judge it. I mean, you can't. You're going to forget it in a second. But whatever. Okay. Well, I just want to, first of all, I want to forget everything that's happening right now. And then I want to forget just a couple things about my husband that happened with him that were like super awkward with other people that I cringe at every time I remember.
Okay.
So we went to a dinner party and he started talking about a lot of like, he kept bringing up like kind of the worst news of the day, like over and over. Like he brought up like multiple really bad news situations. Right. Like, and then people kind of moved the conversation on and he's like, did you hear about those kids and that had an accident on a roller coaster? And he's like bringing up things like people didn't even hear about.
Right.
And everyone kind of left with this bad taste in their mouth that like he was sort of a downer. And so he's not really like that. So I was trying to like tell them, but it was, they all don't like him.
So that's out, right? We're getting rid of that whole memory.
Yeah. Like I know that doesn't mean that they will like him, but it means that I won't have to remember.
Well, you don't have to walk around with the weight of that burning, associative shame that goes with that.
Yeah. And I would love like an Oregon Trail memory in place of that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, hang on. Maybe the replacement could be like, oh, I remember when my husband was not understood by those people at the dinner party who just don't want to talk about how two kids at a theme park tried to have sex and instead got decapitated. Kids, of course, like high school kids.
Yeah. See, there you go again. Like even just
I was
like
talking
the sort
about like 5 year
olds. Kids, of course,
sex.
Like five. Yeah. It's like we don't need all these details. Sorry. And I'm sorry that happened to you. Sorry. I don't know your name. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, Shane.
Shame.
S-H-A-N-N-N-E.
Shen.
Shame. Shame.
It's not shame. Because if your name was Shame, that'd be pretty crazy.
I know. Believe me. Sometimes I think it would be. I've racked up quite a few hours on this baby.
I love that. Well, hey, honey, why don't you just say one of yours and I'll just be quiet. I got that one out. So I feel once that goes, I'll be thrilled.
Okay. Well, mine was just I wanted to forget the trauma of when your dad passed on in front of us. Mm. I feel like I haven't really moved on past seeing that happen, and I'm starting to feel like it's affected me because it was such a graphic death, and you didn't handle it very well, in my opinion.
How could you judge that? I mean, I'm not trying to erase that because that happened. And I feel like some of the things that I want to erase about you could easily not have happened if you just didn't do them. So, yeah, no, but erase that memory. Yeah. You're making me sound like I'm really callous, but it's fine.
Hey, I got to make sure I've got two clipboards in front of me. I want to make sure I'm getting the right memory erased from the right person.
Oh, yeah. Well, we both have the same name.
Right.
Yeah. So that might make it hard. Mark.
Both Mike.
Wait a minute. Oh, shoot. I'm so sorry.
What?
This is so weird. I realize what happened now. You guys actually aren't married. I did a memory on you, sir. You're a return customer. You don't remember this.
Oh, my God.
What?
This is not your wife. Oh, Jesus.
Well, then who am I?
You're
the circus?
You still work at the circus. Yep. Yeah.
Getting all the monkeys to come out of the cage.
Yeah.
Right?
You're a monkey wrangler at the circus. Yeah.
So I'm not married to a monkey wrangler?
No. No.
Who's he married to, if anyone?
He's married to...
Jing-a-ling-a-ling.
Sorry. Oh, hey. Oh,
honey.
Oh, this is your wife.
Oh, my God.
I'm not here for anything.
This isn't awkward for me because I don't have any memory of you being
sorry.
My...
Yeah.
But she just walked in and said, I'm not here for anything.
Right.
Well, maybe.
So what does that mean, Shane?
Nah.
Oh, sorry. What that means is you, sir, your real name is Shemender for Moo Moo. And
whoa.
And
did you ask to forget that?
Hey,
I don't remember.
Come on. Shemender for Moo Moo. And what happened is the machine broke down halfway through our old session. The tape got kind of double backed over. So her husband's memory got transferred onto you.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
This is a really tough game you're playing here, Shane.
But I am also here to have romantic relations with Shane around you guys when you're under the spell. Yep.
Can you lock that door? Can you lock that door?
Yes.
Absolutely. So you guys are going to watch this. This is how I get off. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. You're going to watch this, and then I'm going to erase this memory from you.
Just like Eternal Sunshine.
Okay, that's fine.
And I'm not getting in trouble.
Actually, that's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this is like a philosophical tree fall in the woods situation, I guess.
Yeah, like we don't know, so who cares? I mean, are you going to do weird stuff?
Interesting
while I'm aware?
It is going to be weird. Yeah,
it's going to be super weird, and I hope our boss doesn't show up and catch either of us in our underwear.
Right.
But or is it going to be the kind of thing where you put the like skull thing on me, and then I don't know that you're doing all this stuff? Because I want to see if
it works. No, you're going to see. No, that's part of it for me.
Okay.
That's part of it for me.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's going to get weird. We're going to do missionary.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
No, we do. We do.
What?
Yeah. We're willing to.
We're going to do missionary and neck rubs.
What?
Yeah.
So like you're going to rub each other's necks.
Yeah. We sit cross-legged with our knees touching and we rub each other's necks.
That's not all. Our feet, yeah. Too.
Uh-huh.
Our knees and our feet.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I do feel like I should be angry with you, even though I don't have any memory of being married to you. You are cucking me and then making me forget about it and then accidentally giving me some loser who can't even marry anyone that doesn't work in the monkey cage. I mean, at least the bearded lady would have been a cool marriage.
Wait, I'm a loser?
Yes. You just, monkeys will get out of the cage on their own.
You're
if you
a
open
cocky
the cage.
Monkey wrangler. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like you're like a monkey trainer. You just sort of let them out of the cage.
Well, I let them out. I don't get them back in.
Well, they don't want to be in there. So they, you're not.
Well, another guy does that.
Your arms are littered with monkey bites.
Yeah, that's part of the job. I mean.
Is it?
Does it have
your
to be?
Shouldn't you just have to pull a pin out of a cage?
Shane, your arms are littered with human bites. Is that part of your job?
It's part of my kink.
It's part of right before the job, if you know what I mean.
Watch,
so
I'm gonna
bite his arm.
I'm gonna slather this sex sauce on my arms, and you guys are gonna bite it up.
And yeah,
sex
it's
sauce?
Barbecue. Yeah.
I don't want to do this. Okay, I don't want to do that part.
Good.
I like
you're
everything
making
else.
It even better for me.
I like. Do the sex sauces have like the slap your mama kind of names? Or are they different like competing brands?
Yeah, there's a lot of hyphens.
This one's bite your brother.
Bite your brother.
See you.
Bite your brother.
Yeah, some people don't think it's right, but you know.
I forgot about that. Like how hot sauce has to be badass. It has to have all these.
This
like,
one slap your mama twice across the back.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's just really it's like burned into my brain as one of the dumbest things that exists.
Yeah.
They run out of stuff so fast. So you do end up with stuff like Lauren said, like slap her in the back. That's not more intense. It's just more
slap
words.
Your mama. She's choking. Yeah.
Well, just all the shit that people want to be tough. Like they just apply like it's the badass, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so silly.
Have you ever found yourself around someone like that? Like as me, I am just like need to be accepted. So I just kind of mirror them in a sense or try to impress them or just shut up. And like, it's really hard for me to figure out how to be tough around a tough person. Like, I don't know what my relatable things are, but I'm so judgmental of it. But if I'm around someone like that, I'll just be like, oh, cool, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I do that too. I actually recently, I guess, I don't know. I interviewed someone for something, but I was like, they were very tough. They had a very tough vibe and I was like going with it like so hard. And then afterwards I was like, I feel so anxious.
Yeah. It's hard not to mirror people though. It's just like a human instinct to kind of do what people are doing. I notice it sometimes with, I'll get into this dumb guy mode where guys are talking about sports or something and kind of just to make it over quickly. I'll be like, oh yeah, but not with this coach or whatever the fuck. You know,
I'm always surprised when guys really know all the names of all the stuff.
I do know more names than you would think. Like I'll mention stuff and my wife will be like, who are you? Like, cause I just kind of, and I do kind of like to know, I think I like the story of sports more than I like sports.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I know who What's his name? LeVar Ball? Lamar Ball?
Yeah, you got it. LeVar.
LeVar? Is that what it is?
No, what's it? LeVar Ball is the dad.
The dad, yeah.
Oh, who's the kid?
LaMelo
Ball. Okay, so I know who, I clearly know who that is. But you know what I mean? Like, and
I was lost from the jump, so yeah.
But yeah, I found myself doing that or just, I know you're talking about, there's certain people who have, they just have a little bit of a, like a chin nod, like, what do you think of that? And you kind of like, you start to.
Well, cause sometimes if I don't do, or like if I'm like trying to make a friend and then like their energy is very different than my energy, but I'm like, I think I'll keep my energy how it is, but then they have this energy. And I'm like, I guess I should go to their energy. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, I don't feel like I'm being myself. Like, I don't know how to be. And it's just horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of you just said it, but like that feeling of leaving it, I think, Lauren, you said it, and like just needing to take a deep breath afterwards. Yeah. It's like, oh, I just was not myself for a whole half hour.
Yeah.
And was just like in, I have a friend, I envy people, like I have a friend who's in NA, and so he just has like a wider group of friends and a more like lifestyle diverse group of friends. And also he is, as they say, in the lifestyle. So he's also got friends who are like swingers. Mm. And so when he has an event, I'm like so in awe of how different his friend group can be from person to person.
Yeah.
Where it's like if you come to like an improv thing, there's different types of people, but they're all essentially like the same reference base and style of person.
Yeah.
And like generally life experience in the same world. And I envy people who are like, aren't as discerning with that and can like humanize people and hang out with them.
Well, and like just making friends like easily, like in the world. Like I feel like it's one thing in the improv community to make friends because you kind of like see people over and over again. You get a sense of what they're like. Even you can watch them on stage, which is like sort of just like observing someone and then be like, they have a similar sense of humor to me. And like, and then like there's just meeting someone at a store. Like, so I mean, it's like NA is different because you're sharing personal stories, but still it's like to take that out of that world and be like, let's hang out. Like, whoa.
I need like 10 meetings to believe we're even friends.
Like
10 light meetings where we're like dipping our toe in and then it's like, okay, cool. I can like be nice to you without feeling weird.
It also, for me, it has to happen by accident. Like, I feel like my wife is good about like, I'm going to become friends with this person. Or I'm like, I went out of my way and I said, let's go have lunch. You know?
Yeah. Some people are really good at that. No.
Hey man, you want to have some lunch? You're like,
is something wrong?
Yeah.
I'm finding that babies are a connector in that way though.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm getting to know people that I wouldn't necessarily know otherwise.
Sure.
And so that's an interesting, like, step in that. Are we gonna hang out? Is it like a real vibe? Like what, or is it just because the babies are playing?
Yeah.
Or like what's going on?
Yeah. It's good to snap you out of your little, because no matter, you know, we were sort of talking before you got on, Lauren, about how sort of isolated, I'm trying not to explain myself well, but you sort of get into being an artist and being into this world because I'm like, I want a ton of different kinds of experiences. But then I end up having the same experiences with the same people. And it's nice, even if it's something as simple as meeting through kids, of meeting somebody that's a little bit different. Like,
For sure.
It's not just as a person, but also, frankly, as an improviser, there's a part of me that's like, ooh, new material. Okay, we got a little.
Right, you know. Expands your mind.
Does your friend dance seem like more together because he's got these diverse thing? Or is it like, does he seem...
No, I think he's probably just less, I think there's a less negative word than this, but maybe less judgmental than I am.
Yeah.
Like it takes a lot for me to want to spend time with somebody.
Yeah.
And I don't like feeling unsettled by people. And a lot of people can make me feel unsettled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
maybe some people have a different threshold for that though. Like,
Yeah.
It's like I don't think of you as being a judgmental person, but I think what you're describing is a different thing than that. Like sort of like you're not at ease.
Yeah.
Because there's.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It's not like, oh, this person is whatever you judge someone for, an X, Y, or Z thing, and they can't be my friend. It is more like, oh, whatever your energy is, like just doesn't. I am so trying to be in tune all the time. If someone's energy like doesn't work for that. right. then it's too exhausting and hard for me.
Or when people are like really unpredictable with their energy, like where you're like, whoa, like if it's like a stranger, like I was just thinking about an improv show that we did recently, Dan, but like that was like just that back area of anybody can go hang out.
And yeah.
then
oh
like,
my
people
gosh.
Just coming up and you're like, oh, I have no control over the energy that's like approaching me. It's like really like loud cigarette in your face talking at you. Like, I don't even know. I can rise to this for this moment, but then like I need it to stop. Like yeah. I yes. can't like keep talking like this.
Yeah.
Eugene Cordero told us once, I hope he doesn't mind me mentioning this, but like that he'd kind of developed or like the ability after like a show to be at Birds. And if someone was coming up to him and his friends for like too long, he'd be like, hey, I actually don't spend a lot of time with my friends and this is like our opportunity to talk. And I'd like to just be able to talk to them for the night. But like, wow. I appreciate you coming over and thank you. And I was like, man, that should be like the class between 201 and 301.
I've had to do that before. It's usually yeah. people that are a little like off, like they just don't quite get it.
Right.
And, right.
Yeah.
But and for the most part, unless they're super drunk, they get it. But yeah. I've had it sort of backfire a little bit where they get upset or whatever. But it's also just sort of at a certain point, it's like, come on, man, you got to.
And that is the truth. Yeah. It's like you want to just have a real conversation with your right. friend.
Yeah.
It's nice yeah. to be out.
Like yeah. that night you're describing, Lauren, in that kind of zone sometimes. It's like, oh, man, especially with the pandemic, like look at all these fun people that I'd never get to see yeah. that I'd love to talk to.
Right.
And somehow I am like getting talked at by someone who I've never met before. And
right.
it's like, oh, what a bummer that I lost that hour if I'm not totally. Good at setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Totally.
Hey, I just wanted to come up to you guys and say, fucking awesome show. You guys are so funny. Do you guys want a cigarette?
No, I'm good.
All right, I'm gonna have another one. That was, I'd never seen people so happy. It was awesome. It was really awesome.
Oh, that's so appreciate nice. It. Thanks so much.
Have a good night, man.
Thanks for coming out. Have a good
right.
night.
That's awesome. Here, let me just leave you guys each a cigarette. You know what I mean? Give me one
sure.
second.
Oh, that's
I gotta
so
open
generous.
I got to open a fresh pack. Give me one second.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I have pretty bad asthma, so yeah.
You
we're
do?
Not
going
to smoke them. I just didn't want to be rude.
That yeah. is so crazy. I have horrible asthma. You want to suck off my inhaler?
I appreciate
suck
it, man.
Suck off my inhaler?
No, do you want a suck off of my inhaler? Not do you want to suck off? That's what you probably would have said on stage. You guys are fucking crazy.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know what, guys? I'm just gonna keep talking.
Okay. You know what? You guys keep talking. Actually, can I talk to you for a sec? I just want
to. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I would love yeah. to. What's yeah. up?
Can we hang out sometime?
Fuck yes, dude. That's actually
dude,
my dream.
Seriously, I gotta say, I saw your fucking motorcycle hat, and I just. Oh, I don't have man. That many friends, and honestly, I felt like I was, those guys are so funny, and this I felt is, like I was weighing down that scene. Did you really yes. think I was okay?
I thought you were so funny, and thank you oh, for yeah. recognizing my hat. It's actually a helmet with hat oh. material built over it. So
oh, that's
a lot
sick,
of people
dude.
Can't even tell that it's a helmet,
that is
and I appreciate
sick.
You saying it was a hat.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good with all sorts of headgear kind of stuff.
Fuck yes, yeah. dude. Absolutely. Well, let me
anyway.
Get you a cigarette.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, Seth, we're thinking of maybe getting out of here.
Okay.
Did
yeah.
You
yeah. Cool,
go?
Cool. Cool. Cool.
Oh, Dan, if you can, you and Seth just talk.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
hey,
yes,
Dan.
Sure.
Hey, dude.
Yo.
You're awesome. I just was thinking, like, I was talking to Dan after I sort of, you know, turned it back to what we had previously been talking about, and I was like,
right.
I kind of miss talking to that guy with that hat.
I know. Do you want to here? Watch this.
No!
Yeah, it's
why
a
is
helmet.
It so hard?
It's a helmet and
oh.
a hat. You can't even tell. They sell it at Sports Authority.
I love that. So you just wear that around.
Yes. Will you date me?
I was actually really hoping you would ask that. I
yes.
want to date you, but I want to become best friends first, if
okay.
that's okay.
I'm always friends first. Absolutely. I've been friends
I,
with
I
every
just
girl
feel better.
Before. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. So if you just want to come over tonight and just hang out, we could even sleep in the same bed, but it's platonic.
Of course.
Hey, Lauren.
All my relationship.
Lauren, yeah. sorry. Dan, he's having an asthma attack. Something's wrong. Can you go over there?
Yeah. Oh, Dan, are you okay?
Here, take this. He'll need it. He'll need
hey,
it.
Hey, bro, seriously. Here's
thanks,
my number.
Dave.
Here's my
yes.
number.
Oh,
before
dude,
I go, because I feel
sick.
Like these fucking guys are probably going to pull me away. I got to ask you about those chunky rings and where you got that limp.
Dude, where I got the limp?
Yeah.
Dude, I got the limp at the ring store. I got
the fuck out of here.
I swear to God. I got
love. Dude, I got to tell you, I see a dude with big rings. I'm like, That's a fucking guy I want to hit.
Seth, can I talk to you?
What? Yeah, sorry. What? I'm so sorry. What?
Sorry, you're just kind of bogarting my time with my future boyfriend. I just don't get a lot of chances to talk to him because we're just starting our relationship out. And it kind of feels like you're horny.
I'm sorry, guys. Do you guys know where the bathroom is? I got a huge fart that I don't want to put on you guys. I don't want to put
so
it on
nice.
You.
And a gentleman. And
I know. I know. This fucking asshole.
It might be something else.
This fucking asshole hasn't said anything to me all night. And you guys are real. Do you know what I mean?
You guys are fucking real. That's why I'm in love with you.
Yeah, I'm in love with you too. I'm ready to. Listen, I got a ring on me. I got a lot of rings.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm like, I think engagement in a year, but I want to know that it's coming.
Hey, do you want my timeshare?
Me?
I'll give it. No, no. Yeah, you.
Bro, I'm sorry. I don't do timeshares. If I could have the deed, yes, but I don't
want to
share
Havasu. It. It's a Lake
Havasu. All right.
Give him the deed,
I love
Seth.
Hot weather. Let's do it.
Give him the deed.
Honestly,
okay. Party.
Last time I was Havasu'd, I got sued. I got sued when I was in Havasu because I got drunk and rode my bike into a boat.
Well,
your stories are always so good.
You like the one about the pineapple for the monologue, right?
Yes, I thought that was great.
I know, I know. I know you asked for a suggestion, but I figured you wanted the whole story.
When you stood up and you said, hey, my word is pineapple, but the reason I want to say it, and I know I'm like sort of paraphrasing, I can't say exactly how you did, but you were like, whenever I go to the grocery store, I always try to find a pineapple, but how do you test if a pineapple is ripe? You knock on it, but how can you knock on it when it has the spikes? So you got those rings just for that.
Yes!
And those rings.
Yes! Pineapple rings. Pineapple rings.
Because I feel like I'm about to be pulled away from here, and I please hang out. I also, just as an improviser, I like whenever we reference something directly from your monologue, like how you would clap overhead.
Yeah, ching, 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 ching.
To let us, we just gotta let us know.
Absolutely, dude.
Because otherwise, same. You don't know.
I don't know, but that
love
felt,
that guy.
Yeah, that felt a little bit cathartic for me.
You know what, though? It's like, if only it could go like that every time. I
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, then you could come in hotter. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's
maybe
the
issue is the response. Maybe if you're too tepid that like someone keeps trying. So if you just say
right.
you love it, they'll
hold yeah. yeah.
Well, Seth, Lauren, thank you for being on the show. We're so happy
so
to
fun.
Do this.
Thank you.
We had a blast.
It was so fun. Thank you.
Seth, is there anything you'd like to plug or anywhere people can find you?
I would like to plug, I do, Bob Duke, I have this character, Bob Duca, and on Comedy Bang Bang World, I have a podcast called, Full Throttle with Bob Duca. And there's also, Instagram @real Bob Duca.
Amazing.
Great.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so please. Funny. And Lauren.
I would plug my podcast, Threedom and Newcomers. Threedom is me and Scott Aukerman and Paul Tompkins sharing stories from our lives and being stupid. And then the other one is Newcomers that I do with Nicole Byer. We watch things we've never seen. And this whole season, we've been watching all of Marvel, which has been arduous.
No, I was going to say it never ends, right? You must be...
Oh my
Sisyphus,
goodness.
Whenever you finish.
We're only doing 20 episodes. So we've watched 19 Marvel movies. So we're about to watch one more and then we'll be done.
You've watched 19 Marvel movies?
Yeah. Well, we watched WandaVision for one episode, but everything else was a movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love them all. Yeah.
And we would like to just say thank you to Brian Holmes and Hannah Rehack for production, Annie Wu for the logo, and Casey Trailer for the theme song. Anything else, Ryan?
No, that's it. Thanks for listening, and thank you guys again for coming on.
Thank you so much. Super fun. Thank you, guys.
So fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.